Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasted on our sister station, the Team 980. Kevin Sheehan, get ready to join us here momentarily. If we can get him, we can get him on the phone. It's hard to chase down old Kevin Sheehan. Kevin Sheehan has some explaining to do. If you were listening to Kevin at all this week on the Team 980, he made some waves with some of the comments that he made regarding a potential rebrand for the Washington Commanders. We will get to Kevin coming up momentarily. It's been a jam-packed show to this point, man. Appreciate all of your calls. Appreciate all of your tweets as well, man. It's been an absolute blast getting to chime in with you all. You can tweet at me as well. Y'all know that. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We've had some interesting conversations here this afternoon, man. And I think the one thing that I will continue to say, and you could say I'm hyperbolizing it, argue with somebody you love, not me. This is the most pivotal, critical, whatever adjective you want to use, offseason in this rebuild for the Washington Commanders. You got to strike while the iron is hot. And that's going to take some aggressive decision making, and it's going to take making some decisions and some moves that may be questionable to the general public. Right now, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline, where we find my guy, Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1 on the Team 980. Kevin, what's going on, brother, man?
What's up, Linnell? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm trying to make sure I'm able to keep up with you, man. You're like TMZ nowadays.
Look, what does that mean?
You know what I'm talking about now. That's why I wanted to have you on. You had the DMV on fire this week based off of your commentary surrounding a potential name change and or rebrand. I'm just going to do good radio and let the floor be yours. What are you hearing? What are the tea leaves reading when it comes to Washington making some sort of change to either the name or the uniform?
Well, I'm glad you said commentary, because I think our radio station kind of presented it in a way
of
in which people thought I was reporting something.
Yes.
Which, of course, I wasn't. I didn't say anything this week that I haven't been saying for the last year and a half, which is, I think it'll change. I hope it'll change. But I don't know anything for sure. I feel much more strongly about the uniforms potentially changing. That's something I've been talking about for 6, 7, 8 months. But, yeah, that was kind of interesting, just the whole I didn't even know what was going on. Tommy and Denton told me, man, you must have said something. I go, what did I say? And Denton said, you didn't say anything you haven't said for the last year and a half.
And that's the, yeah,
since they bought the team. Yeah, I mean, I think it's better for them to do something rather than nothing. That's been my opinion for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I certainly hope that they see it the same way. But I have no idea if it'll happen or not.
Kevin, it's interesting, man, because I knew that this was going to come back up. And rightfully so. I know there's a sector of this fan base that is just super passionate about the name discourse and the uniforms and all that stuff. For me, as a young 27-year-old fan, I just want to see them win football games. I understand this discussion comes along with winning football games, and it's a cool off-season topic, and it allows, you know, people to dish out their opinions on this stuff. From what you continue to believe, what is more likely in the immediate future, Kevin? A uniform adjustment or a name change? Because realistically speaking, I looked into the rules, and I think I heard you talking about this as well, so I think I got this from you. Because Washington is already rebranded, there was a certain period of time that they'd have to wait to rebrand again, but there's like small fine print that says if you have a transition of ownership that you wouldn't have to wait the entire time to rebrand once again. How does that play into their decision-making, you think?
I don't know. I know that there is a time frame. Remember this, mm-hmm. that in 2020, they turned it around from Redskins to Washington football team pretty quickly. Yeah, look, I don't know all the particulars. You know, none of us know what their, you know, internal information is, because ultimately they're going to make a decision based on whether or not it makes sense financially, whether or not, you know, doing something about the name makes more sense than not doing something about the name. They clearly know, as we all know, what a significant issue it is among the majority of fans. I mean, that's the part that, you know, I think it frustrates many people when people say it's not a thing. You guys are just talking about something that doesn't mean anything. That's you know, that if you believe that, you're not very informed as a fan. The Post did a poll just, you know, in June or May where, you know, 70% plus wanted a name change. Remember, the team had its own market research on this kind of leak. I forget the name of the company, but that was like 63% wanted a name change. So you're pretty detached and uninformed if you actually don't think this is a major issue for the majority of the fans. But that doesn't mean they'll do something about it, because two things are true about mm-hmm. this subject. One, there's not an easy solution. You know, because Redskins is not coming back. That's not a solution that they have at their disposal. And anything they come up with may be better than not doing something, but it too will be polarizing to a certain degree. And the other thing is, and I've always talked about this, you know, they may look at this and say, you know what, this is a big issue, but it's primarily an issue with older fans, and the lifetime value of those fans aren't as great as the lifetime value of younger fans. And the younger fans don't care as much about this as the older fans do. So we'll roll the dice and stick with what we have. And maybe we'll, you know, go back to a uniform that looks similar to the one that used to exist. So it's a challenging thing for them. You know, there's no doubt, because it's such a massive issue among the majority of the fans, but there's no easy solution. And there's also the possibility that they'll care less about that older fan who cares about the name.
Right.
Because
whose dollar going, whose dollar is going to stretch the longest?
Lifetime revenue.
It goes back to whose dollar is going to stretch the longest, the younger fan or the older fan who, no disrespect to the older demographic, may be on their way out of the door and not be able to buy merchandise or go to games anymore. So I get wanting to capture folks that are my age. I guess, Kevin, let me ask you this, because our perspectives on this are so different, man. You're a lifelong fan of this team like myself. Obviously, we differ in age. From your perspective, like speaking for the fans that are passionate about this, what is it that people want, Kevin? Because we know Redskins isn't coming back. I understand there are some tweaks to the uniform from like a color scheme standpoint that could, you know, get people back on board. What is it that people are looking for?
It's a good question. They're looking for Redskins, clearly.
But right,
not
right.
an option. And right. that's, you know, I'm beating a dead horse here, but this is why it's not easy for them. You know, they paid $6 billion for a team with kind of a pent-up, you know, demand. But let's look at that demand. You know, everybody said, well, winning will just cure all sins. Right. Well, they just won 14 games and didn't sell out the majority of their games. They had the 21st ranked local television ratings among 32 teams. The tent got bigger. We all feel that, anecdotally and otherwise. It got a lot bigger. But did it come close to getting back to where it used to be? The answer to that is probably no. Maybe it'll take another season with, by the way, more of an expectation of winning, because this one caught a lot of people off guard. you know, all of us. And so maybe next year, a second consecutive season of winning big will, you know, get more and more people back in. Of course, it's going to get more and more people. The issue is really, you know, from their standpoint, is the juice worth the squeeze? Is your highest revenue generating fan that probably checked out more than any of the other parts of the fan base, even though it's older, are they still significantly important, you know, as we financially model this thing out? Or are we okay doing a few tweaks to the brand, the uniforms, but keeping the name because we are attracting a new fan base that has much greater lifetime spending ability, you know, as they get older? I don't know. I don't know what the answers to that are. For me, I have been detached emotionally from where I used to be for a long time now. Even before the name change, it was starting to erode. And I think that was the case for a lot of people. And then the name change was a bit of, you know, a last, you know, death knell to a certain degree. Now, you know me, I was big into Jaden, and I love football season, and I love games, and I love this city. So I was back into it this year, you know, more so than I thought I would be. But I know a lot of people that didn't feel it and won't feel it because it looks more to them like an expansion team. But, you know, these are tough decisions. I mean, nobody's saying it's easy from the owner's standpoint.
And I think, Kevin, how much of the success of the team this year actually hurts their ability to rebrand because people are going out and buying merch? It's hard. Max made, our producer in studio, made a comment that I thought about last night. When I go out, Kevin, to the grocery store, and I'm sure you experience the same thing, everywhere you go, you're seeing gear. If you had to, like, pick, are you seeing more Redskins gear or are you seeing that stupid W?
I don't know, man. I
mean, it feels like I'm seeing the W just as much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the W. I actually don't mind the W at all. You know, I know that they've done really well with Jaden Daniels jerseys. I'd love to know how much of that is national versus local. Of course, it's going to be local to lead it. But Jaden's become, and the team's become, a bit of a national sensation.
Yes.
You know? But, you know, one of the things, I want to see him because, look, they have, what, the second or third lowest capacity at the stadium in the league?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Bottom
three
five
or four,
yeah,
capacity-wise. And they didn't sell out a majority of their games. I think one of the things that will be interesting to watch in this offseason is, do they sell out for the season? Are they able to sell out season tickets for, you know, one of the third lowest capacity stadiums in the league after the season they just had? You know, that would be a bit of an indication of what it is. You know, will next year the local TV numbers, because there's an expectation, be back to maybe what they were like in 2012, where they were through the roof? You know, the will we get back to that level of you know, volume of fans being really passionate? Because it's not there yet based on the numbers, but it's certainly on its way back, hopefully, to something approaching that. And that's where, you know, decisions on things like name and brand will be difficult for them.
It's going to be a long offseason talking about this, Kevin. We're joined right now by my guy Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1. On the Team 980, one of the best talking all things burgundy and gold. I want to get into the X's and O's here for a second, Kevin. You've had the chance to decompress. I think we all felt like Jaden at the podium postgame. For them to just, it was tough, Kevin. It kind of, maybe I'm hyperbolizing it, but like, it put a cloud a little bit over the season based off how they finished, just completely not valuing the football, fumbles out of the wazoo. But now that that is behind, Josh Harris is going to talk Monday at about 11:30. At that point, I think you put you close the door, so to speak, and close the book on the 2024 season. As we get geared up for this super pivotal offseason, what to you is their most pressing need? If you had to single it down to one thing that they cannot go into next year without, what would it be?
Well, I think first, big picture, they just have to continue with the culture continuation, because they will lose players. They won't be the exact same locker room. It never is in the NFL. Things change year to year because guys will take more money to go elsewhere, and There's a lot of free agents that they had. So I trust in them after 1 year to pick the right people to bring in. It'll be a different group, but keep that same, you know, culture, brotherhood, everything they talked about all year. But for me, it starts on defense in terms of what they need on the field. They just weren't good enough defensively during this year and during the postseason to win three straight and maybe a fourth in a Super Bowl game. And for me, specifically on defense, Linnell, it's you need an edge run stopper. Yeah. They got gashed in the C-gap and outside of the C-gap more than anywhere else, it seemed to me, at least at the end of the year. I mean, whether it was Barkley or Gibbs or Bijan Robinson, you know, they got, you know, eaten alive. I think I went through yesterday on the show. They faced so many great backs during the course of the year. You know, Barkley, Henry, Gibbs.
Bijan.
You know, they basically faced every good back, every elite back in the league except for McCaffrey. And it, with those backs, they gave up, you know, almost 7 yards a carry in the games. They've got to be a better run-stopping team. They overcame it. They won a lot of games in which they didn't stop the run, including a playoff game. But I think that that is something that translates in the postseason, especially when you're on the road. You can't get run on like they got run on and expect to win three straight to get to a Super Bowl. And you probably can't get run on the way they got run on and expect to win enough games to be a one seed. So stop the run, and it starts, for me, with a run-stopping defensive end, and it would be nice if that guy were also a really good pass rusher.
But here's the thing, Kevin, and this is what we've been going on with. The lines have been full the entire show on this. How do you go about acquiring that guy? Because Lord knows, no team is just going to give away a premier edge rusher. I know Myles Garrett is reportedly disgruntled. If you're Andrew Berry, you're making that work. Pete Carroll is trying to win now in Vegas. You're not going to get your hands on Max Crosby. How do you go about acquiring that edge presence? Because they're not just growing on trees, Kev.
Well, nothing really grows on trees, and it's not a great year for free agency, to your point. I mean, you got Josh Sweat, you got Khalil Mack, you've got, you know, you already mentioned the possibility maybe Myles Garrett gets moved.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's really interested in bringing Chase Young back.
Well, Hold on, Kevin. Can I try to persuade you quickly?
If
you talk about the brotherhood and this environment that they fostered, that should allow you to bring in a guy that you could take a flyer on, and maybe, just maybe, they're able to get the best out of him based on the dudes they have in that building. That's how I look at it. If you're willing to take a one-year flyer on Cleveland Farrell, for God's sake, Shin, I would think you'd be willing to take a flyer on Chase, right?
Listen, I'm not about to sit here and talk about whether or not Chase Young would be a culture fit for this group or not. I know this, as a young player, he wouldn't have been.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that now he wouldn't be.
Things change, Kevin. You know how the world works.
Yeah, of course. He was a young man, and he had some moments this year in New Orleans, and I was happy for it. But to your point, it's not a great free agency year overall. I mean, there is T. Higgins as a wide receiver possibility.
What's your thought process on that, Kevin? Because I look at, traditionally speaking,
contract.
Yes. Traditionally speaking, I feel like you got to go after wide receivers in the draft because that is the position that is kind of growing on trees. But with all the ammo that they have financially, I think this would be the year to go out and spend big at that position.
Yeah, I mean, here's a question back to you. We did this on the phones this week. If you could only have one, would you want your playmaker on offense next year, your new playmaker, to be a running back or a wide receiver?
I think from a cost standpoint, I'd rather it be the running back if he's going to give me significant impact.
Right.
So that's interesting.
But they're not growing on trees either.
No, they're not. It's a deep draft class for it. It's going to be fascinating, Kev. Do you agree with me when I say this, though? Like, am I hyperbolizing it? I just think the time is now. You got to strike while the iron's hot. You've got the most valuable asset in the National Football League, having a 1%er at QB on a rookie deal. I just want them to strike while the iron's hot and be aggressive. If their mentality, Kevin, at the deadline is any indication, they're going to be aggressive this offseason.
We are going to have conversations, Linnell, that we haven't had in a long time, because the moves Adam Peters and this organization make are now moves to win the NFC Championship, go to the Super Bowl, and win the Super Bowl. The who's going to be your coach, who's going to be your quarterback conversations aren't a part of the upcoming offseason, thank God.
Yeah.
The who's going to help us win the Super Bowl in 2025 is the conversation we're going to have. And for those that may be rolling their eyes and saying you're getting ahead of your skis, the reason you're having that conversation is the season you just had, the realization that you have a top five quarterback and he's on his rookie contract. Now is the time to go for it. This is not recalibration year number two.
Yeah.
This is about chasing down the Eagles and trying your best to pass them so that this time next year you're getting ready for a Super Bowl game in Santa Clara.
Can't wait.
That's what this offseason is about, and that's going to make it so much more fun and interesting and new for all of us. But to your point, and it's a really good one, it's not like every tree is full of players that can just be paid for and can come in and help. It's not a great year for free agency. They've got all those picks, but make no mistake, you're right. This is an offseason about going for it. Going for it meaning trying to win the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
That's the mode they should be in.
Kevin, I appreciate you as always, my friend. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, brother.
Love you, Linnell. Take care.
Thank you. That's Kevin Sheehan, one of the absolute best. Talking all things burgundy and gold. Make sure you check out the Kevin Sheehan Show weekdays 10 to 1 on the Team 980. Bunch of calls still on the line. When we come back, we'll get through your calls, your reaction to anything that Kevin Sheehan said, including the rebrand. Kevin seems to think something is going to happen this offseason. How important is that to you in the grand scheme of this franchise? Your call's next. Big thank you to our guy Kevin Sheehan joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Always love catching up with Kevin, one of my absolute favorites. This is where the job gets crazy for me. And I hate to make it about myself because you all already think I'm an arrogant, selfish piece of crap. Kidding. I'll say one thing, man. Y'all give me a hard time. Yeah, I love y'all some YIC, man. I love y'all too, man. The feeling is mutual. But I always say it, man, it's cool when I get the chance to share the air with a guy like Kevin Sheehan or Doc Walker or J.P. Finley or Grant Denny, any of the colleagues here, because I grew up listening to this, man. So it always hits home. It hits a little different. It is a childhood dream of mine being brought to fruition, and I hope I'm doing a good job for you all, man. A lot more to get to. About an hour left. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Mad Max behind the glass taking your calls, keeping us up to speed. Hokies basketball coming up after us. Then we got the Caps coming up later tonight on the Fan. Ja Walton, Ken Sabourin on the call as the Caps try and get back to their winning ways. They lost in overtime the other night, and they're trying to get right tonight against the Winnipeg Jets. We will see. Winnipeg playing good hockey the damn selves this year. Keeping things on the burgundy and gold. Big offseason upcoming. Kevin Sheehan spilled a lot of tea in our one-on-one that we just had. I want to get some of your thoughts on how important it is for the team to rebrand or do something with the uniform. Kevin speaks for you all, the older demographic, right? I feel like younger cats like myself, we can give a damn what uniform they wear, what the name is. I just want to see good football. Is that too much to ask? I just want to see good football. And I understand the sentimental value that the name has to you all. Get over it. Get over it. My thing is this, if you Josh Harris, my brother is about his paper. Let's just be real about it, right? It's so much more difficult to rebrand and change the name when you've won with this name. I remember all offseason last year leading up to it. In the year before that, when we were, you know, made privy that a sale was going to happen, I kept saying, man, I could care less about going back to RFK. I could care less about the name being changed. I could care less about the uniforms. I want to see a winner, dog. That's what matters to me. That is what has eluded me in 27 years as a fan of this product. A consistent winner. And if I can get that, all bets are off. The line that, and Max, I don't know if you were here yet, I said it back when that rat-faced bastard Dan Snyder was getting ready to sell. I said, man, if they're going to win games, you can call them the Washington Snyders for all I care. I just want to see a winner. Now, I'll say this, right? It's fair, right? We've seen the team come back to their winning ways this year. They won 12 games. They punched their ticket to the NFC Championship. So now the name matters again to you all? It's not something that moves the needle for me. I like to keep it X's and O's. But right now, feel free to chime in on whatever you'd like to chime in on. If you want to continue our conversation from earlier about offseason needs and whether or not you'd bring back Marshawn Lattimore, how do you plan on addressing edge? Open your calls up to that as well. I also want to hear from anyone that is bent out of shape about the colors or the name. The floor is yours. 1-800-636-1067. Drew is in Rockville. What's up, Drew?
For me, edge rusher and D tackle, you know, number one priorities. As far as what you were talking about earlier with Marshawn, I don't mind Marshawn because I go up and down I was going up and down when it came to Marshawn. But now that season is over and I'm being a little more reasonable, I don't mind him coming back. But to me, I don't trust Marshawn as your number one. So like you said earlier, you have to add a cornerback, whether that's you drafting or you signing in free agency, and you have to sign and draft someone that you see as being your number one.
Yeah.
And then Marshawn can be your two, or you can have a good rotation, which still helps with Mikey in there, and Marshawn can come off the field sometimes, and maybe you sign a corner, and then you draft a corner, and then now you have the strongest your cornerback situation in the NFL, you know. So, you know, and they're going to need that, especially going up against Philly, especially in the NFC. You know, as far as your Chase Young thing, no.
Hey Drew, why you say look? No.
Yeah, I mean, because with you and Chase Young, it kind of remind me of like. You know, you had a thing with a woman, and it didn't work. It didn't work right, and now you think it's gonna work because you're more mature.
She's a little bit more mature. She done moved out of her parents' house. She got a job.
No. It's not that.
It's me.
That you think it's gonna work? You think it's gonna work simply because you're more mature? Like, no, that's not how it works, bro. It don't work that way. She is what she is. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Your mama told you to leave her alone. Your grandmama told you to leave her alone.
Oh, my Lord.
Your uncle said leave her alone. It's
hey,
over.
Man. Drew, so, I appreciate your call as always, brother. Enjoy the weekend, man. 1-800-636-1067. Y'all done called me Chase Sexual. Y'all, I mean, it's been a lot. Y'all know where I'm coming from with the Chase Young thing. So that's why y'all don't jump down my throat the way you should, because you get where it's coming from, a good place. DC is in Sula. What's going on, brother?
Great day, Linnell, man. It's been a minute, man.
It's been a minute, brother. How are you, man?
Man, I'm well. How about you?
I'm good, man. Living the dream.
That's good, bro. First, I want to start with Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
You know as well as I know, you play football. So we see he doesn't lack confidence. Mm-hmm. I just think he didn't have his legs there 100%. And he hasn't had, like everybody been saying, a full offseason with us and everything. So he might not have had the confidence and the safeties that he should have as well. But also I think we need to go O-line first. O-line is most important because it's protecting our quarterback, and we need to have a better running game next year, which also helps protect our quarterback and D-line after that. And I got a question for you. Where is this all-you-can-eat crab leg place
Hold on,
at, man?
And I'm glad you asked, D.C. You know I'm a Montgomery County. Yeah, yeah. You know I'm a Montgomery County cat.
Okay,
so
okay.
It's out my neck of the woods. It's called, you listen, it's called Feasty Crab.
And,
you heard of Feasty Crab? It's like a buffet joint, bro.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, man.
Yeah.
Look, so this is how I was prepping the show yesterday, man. I'm sitting there. I got my phone plugged in. I got my AirPods in. Because you know you can't touch the screen. Your hands get messy. I was vibing in there, man. Come check me out, man. That's my spot.
Feasty Crab. I got it
Feasty
locked in.
Feasty Crab, guys. Brother.
Okay. And on the team name?
Yes, sir.
Obviously, we can't go back to the Redskins. Commanders is okay, but I do believe that there is a better marketing scheme and in other names.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can go to what the fans voted, and I think that would be a good name. I still like the Red Wolves and being able to howl when we score, and you know what I'm saying? Hey, there it is. There it is. Top dog, man. Top dog.
You know what I'm saying? We up against the clock, my brother. I appreciate you chiming in as always, man. We're going to take
always,
a quick time out.
Yes,
sir. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back more overtime here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I want to read some tweets here because people are getting active in my mentions. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP like I just mentioned. This is from DMV Blessed. Chase is great at creating pressure and setting the edge on run plays. He lacks the motor. He gives up on too many plays. If he can fix that, then I'd be all in on bringing him back. So you're picking up what I'm putting down, Blessed DMV. Let's want some more tweets here. This is from Miss Jackie and Frederick. I want the old uniform's color scheme back. I don't need the Redskins' name back. Integrate the logo on the uniform somewhere as an honor to Chief Two Guns. It could be a patch on the front. They actually have sold a lot of season tickets. That's the thing that always is like gotten me is like from a merch standpoint, if people are buying, which I would assume because we're winning.
Even I've bought some.
Then what's the rush to go change it?
Yeah.
What is this nostalgia that exists with the older demographic?
I mean, dude, when you win three titles with the team and suddenly all that changes, it's gonna be a little weird.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, though, man. It's just tough because it's like, yeah, you won the three titles, but like that was
forever
so long ago.
It was forever ago.
Things change.
But at the same time, it's also like, I kind of see the name.
And the Redskins uniform was hard. I can't lie.
Classic.
It was sweet. Like,
which is why
that's part of it.
Which is why hearing the potential for a uniform touch up is what we'll call it.
Yeah.
Is so exciting. Cause damn, I miss those old jerseys.
So do I.
But yeah, I don't know, man. We're never gonna get the name back, obviously, for good reason. But yeah, just some kind of like homage to let's not act like that era never happened. You know what I mean?
And I agree with that. I'm all for like, and this goes to all aspects of life. If you pick up what I'm putting down, I'm not with erasing history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and no facet of life, man, because history is a part of our fabric. It's who we are. I get that, but man. We understand the political climate forced the name to be changed. I'm still of the belief that, like, I don't know, and this is where it gets touchy. I'm just going to leave that there.
Chiefs fans are doing the chop still.
You know what
I'll
saying?
Leave it at that.
So, like, that's how I look at it. And I know the Indians, they turn into the Guardians and all that. Like, I get what America is trying to do, what the world is trying to do. But sports are sports at the end of the day. It's how I look at it. And I don't know. I get the people. If you're my thing is this. If it offends one person, that's really enough. And it seems like, based off of the research and all that, the people are offended by it. So I'm okay with them changing the name. You could change the name, but did you have to change the logo?
The logo's so hard.
I love the logo.
That's why I want a Redskins helmet.
Like,
I need that. I need that forever.
Let's go to Reese in Silver Spring. What's up, Reese?
Hey, everything's going. How are you?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Listen, I love what Sheehan said. Dream big. Why not? How about our free agents? How about the draft next year?
Yeah.
We got the third best salary cap in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay. So Peters and them are running. They know what they can get. We get somebody on the offense. How about Ron Staley from the Ravens at left tackle?
Now here's the thing about Staley, Reese. Injury history, and I think Baltimore is going to franchise tag him. I don't know, though.
Okay.
But the injury that's history okay. with him would kind of concern me a little bit, but that's a good name to bring up, bro.
How about Khalil Mack? 17 sacks? I think he'd be worth it.
I'm all on Khalil Mack, man. He has aged gracefully.
They want to come here. This is not Dan Snyder, rat face. No, they'll come here. We got enough cap space to go after a guy like that.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett, if he is available for defense. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
a new place kicker that's not going to miss extra points? You know?
I'd love
where
it.
Is the Super Bowl next year? Let me know. I'll be there with my new girlfriend. Thank you.
Reese, I appreciate you, man. I just completely coughed into the microphone, and that's just so inappropriate.
I was like, what was that noise? And then I immediately looked back at you.
Whatever flu that I had that caused me to miss time.
The Grant Paulson flu?
Well, if we're calling it the GPF, then
all I'm saying is that he was in the corner.
We had to quarantine Jeeps.
We did. We did. And then Danny rushed over to the other studio and was like, I can't risk it.
Whatever that is, I'm still feeling it, man. Like,
it's in my chest still.
Yeah, like I feel like I need to go get some antibiotics or something. Like I seriously. It's tough, man. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a timeout. We'll run through your calls. JP Acosta from the Senior Bowl joins us at 3. If you're listening to us on the Team 980, you'll lose us coming up at about a minute from now, 1 minute from now, 2:55:30. After that, you will get, what are we getting on 980?
I want to say Terps Hoops, but that's not right.
Maybe Terps Women's Hoops, not sure. But you will get alternate programming. Make sure you switch over to 106.7 The Fan and continue to chime in at 1-800-636-1067. As we'll take you up to 3:30. Top of the 3 o'clock hour, our guy JP Acosta from the Senior Bowl going to join the program and give some thoughts on some prospects Washington should be looking at, some first-round options, second-round options, third-round options, as Washington does whatever they can to try and revamp this roster. I've continued to dub it the most pivotal offseason of the rebuild, striking while the iron is hot, capitalizing on Jaden Daniels being on this rookie contract. They have needs. The big question that I want to look at here over the next couple of shows is how Washington addresses the many needs that they have on this football team. Fox Sports Radio is next. If you're still with us on 106.7 The Fan, hello. 1-800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls here. We'll take you up to 3:30. Hokies basketball following myself. We got Caps hockey coming up later tonight. John Walton, Ken Sabrin on the call as the fellas try to get back to their winning ways. They lost an OT the other night. Not a good defensive effort from the fellas. They put Chucky Lindgren in a tough spot. We'll see if the defense is much improved this afternoon. Logan Thompson going to be in net for the Caps as they host Winnipeg. But right now, I want to continue to take your calls, man, on one thing in particular right now. We'll focus things back up here. Addressing Washington's needs are going to be difficult this offseason. If you were going to spend big money at a position this offseason, are you spending it at the edge rusher spot? Or are you spending it at wide receiver? It's going to be interesting because if you were listening when Kevin joined us, these edge rushers do not grow on trees. It is going to be increasingly difficult to go out and acquire a premier guy at that position because teams just don't want to part ways with those guys. People keep pointing to Myles Garrett in Cleveland and Max Crosby in Vegas. You think those teams just want to move on from those guys? Myles Garrett is a first ballot Hall of Famer. You think the Browns want to just give up on him? Now, Max, how'd you put it earlier? He can politely ask his way out.
Yeah, he can ask nicely, yeah.
His end-of-season presser kind of gave you some insight as to how he was feeling about being there long-term. I don't think he wants to be there. Why would he?
No.
But here's the thing about the Browns. They're a quarterback away.
Cam Ward.
This quarterback class, man, it's fascinating. Because I think Cam's got the physical tools. It's just, can you refine them? I think him and with Stefanski would be an ideal fit if you think about, like, that stretch zone offense that they run and the play action boot stuff. Like, that is Cam Ward's bread and butter, or it could be. I just wonder, if you're Washington, how you go about addressing your big needs. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN's reporting T. Higgins is going to command north of $30 million per.
Ugh. Keep that away. No.
That's
I'm
tough.
Good. I'm good, man.
Because that's just a lot of money,
that's
man.
So much money.
And then there's the other part of Terry's got to get his deal done. I don't know if you restructure Terry instead of giving him a full-blown extension. But it's a lot of different ways you can go about this, man. It's going to be interesting to see how they ultimately do it. Let's go to Dylan and Sterling, but on hold the longest. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, what's up, Linnell? How you doing today?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
Hey, I just want to let you know before we get started, man, you have the best sports radio show in the D.C. area, man. You are all ball, no BS. You have a bright future, not just locally, man, nationally. You got the best sports show. That's why people wait on hold for hours, man, because you bring the best conversations and great insights.
So hey, I appreciate you, Dylan. Means a lot to me, brother.
Absolutely, man. Secondly, I'm not a mortgage the future guy, and I agree with you. These guys don't grow on trees. The reason I think you'd have a chance at somebody like Max Crosby is because, you know, yeah, Pete Carroll wants to win now, but let's be real, Las Vegas isn't going to win now. There's not that many quarterbacks in this class, and you're going to have to give up a lot to get Max Crosby. You're going to give up 29 this year. You're going to give up your first next year. And Pete Carroll and Tom Brady, they're going to say, well, there's quarterbacks in next year's draft class. So, you know, Max Crosby, you know, he's stuck around through a lot. He's probably going to want to move on. As far as Myles Garrett, you could really entice the Browns. You know, I can't remember if I talked about this, and I know this sounds crazy, but if you throw Deshaun Watson in on a trade with us just to cut him and you take some of that salary,
That's interesting, Dylan.
Then you're not just talking about having to give up a whole lot for Myles Garrett. You know, you're almost talking pick swaps and Myles Garrett at that point because you're willing not to take on the whole salary. That's right. Insane. But you take a little bit of that cap problem off of Cleveland, they might talk shop with you.
Dylan, right, you there. Hit it right on the head. That's the benefit of having the cap space, though, man. You're able to do things like that. Yeah,
exactly.
Good point.
Exactly. Exactly. Those two guys, you know, you have to be able to match Philly's offensive line. And, yeah, there are really good rushers coming up in the draft, but we need it now.
Yep.
We don't need a guy to develop in a year or two. We need somebody to come in and blow Mailata right on his backside. And there aren't a lot of guys that are going to do that.
For sure.
You know what I mean? There aren't a lot of guys in the NFL, and certainly not in the draft,
that are going to do that. They don't grow on trees,
Lattimore, exactly. Lattimore, he's got to stay. I know there's a lot of the fan base that are like, yeah, we need to move on. Those people are called idiots. That's that. And as far as the name, man, they can call us the Washington Wilmas as long as we're winning games. I don't care. I want Harris, DQ, AP. I want them focused on winning and nothing else. Show me how important it is to you. There's a new stadium coming. There's all of that. I want to win right now.
Dylan, I appreciate you. Hey, man, enjoy the weekend. You too, brother. 1-800-636-1067. JP Acosta from the Senior Bowl joins us next.